equally applies to Puerto Rico.
Ryan noted that lawmakers are waiting for a specific funding request from the White House. He insisted that Puerto Rico is on the same high priority list as mainland states that were hit by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey.
Some assistant coaches at top-tier college basketball programs are facing charges for cash bribes to deliver star athletes to an advisor or agent. The FBI announced today that several assistant coaches and the head of sports marketing at Adidas have been charged. Federal prosecutors will be detailing the charges this afternoon in Manhattan. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by talking with Marine vet and entrepreneur Mark Yano. Then Frontlines of Freedom contributor Tom Jones will share about a recent hunting trip that he hosted for disabled folks. And, of course, we'll review last weekend's unfortunate Service Academy football games. Of course, we'll conclude with the weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center After the Impact team. They really do great things for our troops with traumatic brain injury. Yeah, they help NFL players and first responders, too, and money is not an issue. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a privilege to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom Marine vet Mark Yano. Mark grew up in very difficult circumstances, but he never quit. He was in the Marines for a while, and now he's a successful entrepreneur. So welcome aboard, Mark. I guess I should say aboard to a Marine, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, listen, thank you for having me. We appreciate it very much.
Mark, one of the things that has impressed me as the few times we've gotten to talk to each other is the fact that you did grow up in pretty tough circumstances, and you had to decide early on in your life that you were going to succeed despite circumstances. And if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit of that story.
Listen, I grew up, in Tampa, Florida, very tough childhood growing up. You know, we had to work three or four jobs, you know, growing up in I guess you could say extreme poverty. We had food stamps. We lived in, a trailer growing up. It's one of those situations where, if you wanted to have the air conditioner on, you had to go work, cut grass, do whatever you needed to do. Grandparents, ended up raising me and, never met my dad before. My mom tried her best for sure. But, at age 16, my grandfather died and that was a big blow, you know, just emotionally, which is very difficult. So it was, one of those situations where, you know, in life, if you wanted anything, which is the way it should be, you work hard to go get it. But I think that the way I grew up as a child really kind of helped, mold the way I see so many young people who have been through such childhood that, you have two roads you can take and, one is the woe is me, or the other one is you go out and make it happen. So for me, it was about, you know, how to get out of the lifestyle I was in and try to make it better. And as we became more successful. We started helping less fortunate kids and veterans to make things better for them.
And, you know, that's a story that we all need. Everybody's got some kind of disadvantage. You're taller than I am, or better looking, or a better athlete, or better at math, or something like that. And whatever the situation is, you can either blame the world and become a victim, or you can take charge of your life and do the best you can.
And yeah, we see that way too often, where people want the woe is me, and that's just it's just not something that you know, I think everybody can turn on a different switch. You just got to want to do it and just go make it happen and have good role models around you. So I think that's really important to find a beacon and then just shoot for it.
Speaking of beacons, you're in Florida right now. It's a little wet down there, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in Palm Beach, Florida. I would say that it was pretty incredible with Hurricane Irma coming through. Not a fun process whatsoever. We saw just what they call the mother of all storms down here. I mean, we've had a lot of friends of ours that are affected, not just in Key West, but in, you know, my business partner's house in Marco Island, which is just totally
presence. But your business needs them, too. That, you have to walk a careful line, don't you?
Well, there's definitely a balance. I mean, you know, we gave all the employees a 2 days off right after the storm. We still have a few employees that are struggling. So we have them come into our office building to obviously have air conditioner, go take hot showers. We have a big kitchen downstairs so people can get hot meals if they need to. And then we stored a bunch of vehicles and motorhomes for people, their boats within our warehouse here. So, you know, whatever we can do to help out our employees and some of their friends, we've been able to do that. And that's really what it's all about. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you have or what label or status symbol. It's about what are we doing to help in the process. So that's been very big for us. You know, Skeleton Optics just did a big event for Texas when they just got hit a couple weeks ago, and then all of a sudden we get hit unexpected. So it's amazing how things are just working out right now.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing being successful with Marine vet Mark Yano. Well, Mark, the reason I invited you back was not to shoot the bull, which I enjoy doing, but you have started several businesses that have been very successful, and you just started Skeleton Optics. Talk about that.
So Skeleton Optics, what we saw happening within the industry in the U.S. For sunglasses and prescription eyewear is that there's so much product coming in from China or Taiwan, and you know, we saw something here where all of our frames are made in Italy. All of our lenses are polarized using Zeiss. We wanted something that, you know, look, I'm a paying consumer as well. If I'm going to go spend hard-earned money, I want to have quality. We're the only veteran-owned company in the United States that's doing high-end sunglasses. You know, we see a lot of people out there doing, you know, miscellaneous sunglasses. But when it comes to your eyes, it's just, you know, it's so important to have the right product on your face. I mean, I don't think people realize that when you barbecue, actually, you emit three times more UV than you would just walking outside playing golf or on a boat from the sun. So, you know, people who are barbecuing need great sunglasses. And, you know, some of that we just take for granted. I mean, we got two sets of eyes. That's it. Let's protect them and not go spend $10 or $20 on a pair of sunglasses that are really not protecting your eyes as they should.
That's really important, that if you're going to spend a few bucks, you spend a few more and get something that's going to, one, last and really do the work that you need doing. That's just plain good common sense. How long ago did you start Skeleton Optics?
We launched it about 8 months ago. It took us a year to get everything designed, get the molds correct. So in the last 8 months, we have just spent, it's been really a blessing. We have about 39 dealers so far. We have about eight distributors that are distributing bulk. We just opened up New Zealand, a big distributor in New Zealand. We're working on Australia right now and Sweden. So I think what's really resonating with people is the lifestyle of what Skeleton Optics is all about, which is that outdoor rustic lifestyle. The product will speak for itself utilizing Zeiss and the Zeiss polarized lenses. So it's been a blessing at the end of the day.
So right now, veteran-owned, high-quality, protect your eyes. You know, I learned as an Army Ranger that if you want to attack somebody, attack their eyes, because everybody will respond to protecting them, and they'll stop attacking you. Eyes are really important. They're the only two you got, and you can't replace them. So what you're doing really, really makes sense to me. How can people get them? Since you're not everywhere in the United States, I presume they're for sale online or somewhere?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, people can go to the website, www.skeletonoptics.com. We fulfill a lot of orders from there. You will also see a tab on there for our dealers and distributors, which is our authorized resellers. So from the website, all the information is there that shows the product and the different variety. There's probably 87 different SKUs available to the consumers. But I think it's really important that people are getting what they're paying for. We respect that. We know how hard people work for their money, so we wanted to make sure to give them a great product.
Folks, I don't have any Skeletonoptics yet, but I'm going to shortly. And it's skeletonoptics.com.
Yes, sir. Everything you need is right there from the website, and we offer free shipping. And, you know, repeat customers, as they come back, then we give them a 10% off discount on their next order as well.
Mark, thanks for taking time to join us today. I'm glad you survived the hurricane, and I'm glad you're down there helping other people. Good to talk to you,
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we'll discuss an outdoor hunting trip held for disabled people, including vets. Then we'll talk last weekend Service Academy football games. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Hit the deck and do an easy, slow 50 one-handed push-ups. I want you lean and mean.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through. And they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross.
I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. Now it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show one of Frontlines of Freedom's newest team members. Tom Jones is a Frontlines of Freedom contributor. He'll be sharing with us roughly once a month. Welcome aboard, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Denny. Good to be back.
Tom, you served in Mother Army. Give us a quick review of your active service, because you deployed too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I deployed with the 101st Airborne Division.
Hoo-ah.
I was in first brigade combat team over there and field artillery, so I deployed in the initial invasion with, you know, General Petraeus as our commander, and we went in 03. I did that for, we were there about a year, the first one, and then a couple of years later, you know, we came back to the rear, trained to go again, and left in 2005 for another year.
And during that service, you sort of got a little bit messed up, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I was hit by a roadside bomb, and, you know, it's war's war, and it, you know, it affects even the strongest men and women that you know. But it's the transition coming home was, you know, a bit of a struggle, but just stay persistent and paid attention to what, you know, my body was telling me, and got the help I needed. And it's a struggle, you know, just with everybody else dealing with these symptoms, but it's get a good support network and you're all the better for it.
You know, basically what it takes, which is tough for us men sometimes, is to admit you have a problem and
right,
then go find the solutions, because there's lots of good solutions. You went through Eisenhower Center, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And that was the end-all solution for me. You know, but you're right. It takes a lot for people to identify that they're not that strong, you know, individual that, you know, you roll out the gate and you know that you could die. And, you know, just sitting around in theater that you can, at any time, it's inevitable you're going to lose. You're not going home with the same folks you left with.
That's very true.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the Eisenhower Center really helped me, and they continue to help me. They're a big partner of mine.
Okay, yeah. You founded and run Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. Why did you start it? What do you do? Who do you do it for?
Well, it's it was evident in a lot of folks' eyes that we need to expand accessibility. And we need to provide impactful opportunities for folks with health challenges. So in 2014, there was a bunch of folks that sat around and wrote out a strategic plan. And then they were looking for somebody to run it. And they hired me. And we just, you know, I ran with it, kind of surpassed what the strategic plan they had on paper. Because, you know, something this impactful, you know, we're helping not only disabled veterans, but everyone we fought for as well. You know, the majority of all the folks that come out and volunteer are disabled vets. And, you know, to build such a strong rapport with the community that you're serving, you know, it's just giving these guys and girls a mission again to continue to serve the country, really.
That makes sense. Now, what you do is take people out hunting, and that doesn't mean sit in a comfortable chair near some trees and shoot at something that walks by.
No.
Talk about what kind of things anybody you take out, what are they going to be doing and for how long?
Well, see, Operation Freedom Outdoors, you know, as a whole, you think about it, and it's not my choice. I leave it up to the individual, because a lot of the times you're getting people that have been out of nature for a long time. So it's their opportunity to have the Freedom Outdoors again. And we have a lot of folks with mobility challenges, you know, heart conditions, you know, just disabilities that, you know, a lot of walking wounded and folks that don't necessarily have these opportunities. So for them to get back into the outdoors, I just say, hey, what do you want to do? And, you know, we have tracked wheelchairs, action track chairs to help those with mobility issues and, you know, people that are paralyzed. We send everyone that we fought for out. It doesn't matter if it's depression is a health challenge or, you know, if they want to get in a blind and just sit there and wake up at the woods, if that's their harvest, then that's what we provide.
What's the average and maximum amount of time an individual would spend in the woods, the normal person? I know there's no such thing as normal, but yeah, on the average.
I mean, I would say with the opportunities that we have, you know, it's people really enjoy this. And then, you know, it might be a couple few hours the first time, but then the majority of them come back again. And I have, you know, 80-year-old folks sitting in blinds all day long. They'll bring a lunch with them. And I just had a couple over this past weekend that they didn't want to leave. They said, we're set. It's we had a two-day hunt over September 16th and 17th. It was a Liberty hunt. And they just said, pick me up at dark. So I just let them, you know, we checked in two-way radios here and there, but they wanted to see, you know, I leave it up to the individual. So it could be, you know, sometimes people's health challenges get in the way and it gets colder and prevents them. They got to come in. They think they want to stay for hours out there, but, you know, half hour into it, they sometimes health challenges do get in the way. But
yep, that there's truth there. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're talking helping handicapped people, including veterans, live a more full life. So, Tom, your program is for everybody, not just veterans, but you get a lot of veterans. And earlier this month, you ran a pretty good-sized hunt that I think was very successful. Talk about that one.
Yeah, it was our fourth annual Liberty Hunt. And what the Liberty Hunt is, it's an early firearm opportunity for veterans with 100% disability rating and, you know, civilians with the permit to hunt from a standing vehicle and the youth. You know, it's also collaborates with the youth hunt. So we were able to host 17 individuals on the Sharonville State Game Area outside of Ann Arbor in Jackson County.
In Michigan.
You know, we ended up with four harvests on that game area for the 2 days. You know, we had camp. A lot of the people that come out that we've helped, you know, they helped me in turn. You know, it's a big community effort. So we had someone bring some venison, sloppy joes from a deer I put them on the year before. And, you know, someone else made some stuffed cabbage. And so, you know, it's a hand a shotgun over the fence type organization where we all kind of help each other. And it was just beautiful to see that in action, you know, from the coffee in the morning to getting people set with their tracked wheelchairs to roll out to these accessible blinds and, you know, just hearing the stories and how much everyone enjoyed it. Now, that's my harvest from it all. I don't carry a firearm out there. But like I said, it's a big community effort, so I don't take all the credit for this. We had a lot of, you know, the DNR folks came out there and Michigan Outdoor Mobility with their action tracked wheelchairs. The first time we had two individuals, you know, 4 years ago now. And this past weekend, we had 62.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tom, if somebody in another state wanted to start something like this in their state, are you in a position to help, to assist them?
Oh, for sure.
How would somebody get in touch with you?
You know, you could look up Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. Our website is www.miofo.com. It's MIOFO. Or even message us on the social media on Facebook. But my number is listed all over it. So if you just Google search MIOFO or Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors, you'll see my number right there. And to expand this would only expand opportunities for folks, and that's what I'm all about.
Tom, thank you for taking time to share this today. Thank you that this is the kind of thing you're going to be doing for disabled people, including disabled veterans, out into the distant future. I appreciate it. Thank you for being part of the Frontlines of Freedom team, and thank you for your service to our nation. I'm proud to have you as a buddy.
All right. Thank you, too, Danny.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, it's time for Service Academy Football with co-host Quentin Roberts. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow, then take a break, do 20 more, then stand at ease but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Spartan Nash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember. As a national partner with Honor and Remember, Spartan Nash is deeply committed to never forgetting those who paid the ultimate price in service to our country.
The flag serves as a symbol of remembrance, and Spartan Nash flies the Honor and Remember flag at all of our facilities. The flag artwork is on our fleet of tractor trailers, which travel 50 million miles each year.
Learn more at honorandremember.org.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The infrastructure was in bad shape, as you know, in Puerto Rico before the storm, and now, in many cases, it has no infrastructure. So it's you're really starting from almost scratch.
President Trump today talking to reporters about the situation in Puerto Rico and lamenting how the country's debt allowed infrastructure to crumble to the point the hurricane destroyed much of it. The president said he's going to be heading to Puerto Rico next week.
Tuesday seems to be the first time we can do without really disrupting first responders and the efforts that are being made to help people.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is frustrated with the Senate. On Capitol Hill today, Ryan was pressed about the failure of Senate Republicans to pass a bill repealing Obamacare. The Wisconsin congressman noted the House passed a repeal and replace bill, and he noted the continuing failure of Obamacare. Ryan said the House has been extremely productive in passing bills since President Trump was inaugurated. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Troops, welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Troops, the Army, Navy, and Air Force football teams are in full swing, fighting on to victory. Joining me now is our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. Welcome aboard, dude.
Hey, how you doing today, Danny?
Hey. It's a lovely day. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather.
Likewise. It is a great day. Great time of year, too. It's football season.
Doesn't get any better than that. Now, only Army and Air Force played this past weekend. Both played powerful Big Ten teams. Army played, oh, how I hate, and didn't do so well. If you can't tell, my wife's family's from Ohio. Why don't you talk about Army first?
All right. Well, Denny, it was a tough day in Columbus, Ohio, for the Black Knights of Army, and it was a measuring stick game. We knew that the Buckeyes, ranked number 8 in the country, have always maintained a powerful team, but the upstart Black Knights took the triple option to Columbus and came up short. As we said, sometimes you stand up to the bully and the bully wins. But it wasn't without putting up a valiant effort. As the Army West Point team lost to the Buckeyes of Ohio State 38-7. On the game's opening possession, Ohio State went 75 yards in 8 plays to take an early 7-0 lead. Army then received the ball at their own 18 and moved the ball to the Buckeye 44-yard line, but unfortunately had to punt. On the second possession of the game for Ohio State, they marched down again in 4 minutes and 12 seconds with their freshman phenom, J.K. Dobbins, who punched it in from 2 yards out, capping a 13-play, 94-yard scoring drive. But the Black Knights really got things rolling on the next drive, starting from their 1-yard line. They moved 99 yards to score their lone touchdown of the day with an 18-play, 99-yard scoring drive. Took 9 minutes and 37 seconds, and Darnell Woolfolk muscled in the touchdown from the 1-yard line and cut the lead from 14-0 to 14-7. And so at that time, Army was in the game. They figured out what they were doing, how to attack Ohio State's defense, and really felt that if they could get a couple of stops, then they would be able to really, they had a chance for the upset. Well, those stops didn't come. Ohio State would take over from there and would really just continue to start pulling away further and further, and the defense for Army just didn't have enough. J.K. Dobbins, again, the freshman phenom, ran for 172 yards. And J.T. Baird, their quarterback, threw for a couple of touchdowns. And so it was just not to be for the Black Knights. As we turn to the key stats of the game, usually it's time of possession. But in this game, Army actually won the time of possession. They did have one turnover. But if you look at the offensive stats, total offense, Ohio State amassed 586 yards to Army's 278. And usually Army's around 400 yards of offense. So the Ohio State defense was quite stout. In the first downs, Ohio State mustered 30 first downs to Army 16. And Ahmad Bradshaw was 2 of 8 for 19 yards. And against a team like Ohio State, that's just not going to get it done. You're not going to scare them. So then you become one-dimensional. And usually our teams are one-dimensional anyway and can still come out victorious. But when you have, again, you run up against some superiorly talented teams, that's not going to be enough. And that was the case this week.
Yeah, it was. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're looking at last weekend's Service Academy football games. And Air Force played against the University of Michigan. And boy, was I cheering for them, but I guess I wasn't cheering loud enough.
Well, Denny, and as was I, and I was in the stands for this one. It was another gorgeous day in Ann Arbor, Michigan. There were 111,387 people to watch. It was a great flyover of, I believe it was F-15 flyover. You had the parachuting team from the Air Force Academy, the Wings of Blue, who brought in the game ball. So it was a festive day for the 111,000 to witness Air Force come short and drop the game 29-13 against the number 7 ranked Michigan Wolverines. But it was not without a great fight. Michigan went up 3-0. Air Force came back and tied the game up at 3, led by Arian Werthmann in the running attack in the option. Air Force found a soft spot, getting to the edge of Michigan's defense, and really worked that soft spot time and time again. But the key, of course, is can you stop the other team? And in this case, the Air Force defense was up to the challenge. They went into the half with Michigan leading 9-6. There were no offensive touchdowns scored in the first half. Air Force really felt good and was in a good position. The 111,000, there were about 20,000 of us that were still cheering pretty loudly because the others were getting a bit nervous at halftime. After the half, Air Force took the kickoff. They had a 3-and-out, punted the ball, and this is when the fireworks began. The freshman sensation wide receiver from Michigan, Donovan Peoples-Jones, took the punt and raced 79 yards, crisscrossing the field for Michigan's first touchdown to put them up 16-6 early in the third quarter. But Air Force came back. Even though they didn't have much going on offense, they hit a pass. Their only pass of the day, Arian Werthmann, Toronto Cleveland. Cleveland outran the Michigan secondary for a 64-yard touchdown with 11:54 to go in the game. At that point, it was 16-13. Air Force was still in the game in the third quarter. But soon, again, they just could not muster enough offense. Michigan scored a couple of more field goals. And then finally, they broke a long run at the end of the game to kind of put it out of reach and ended up winning the game 29-13. But Air Force's, when we look at the stats of the game, Air Force's defense held Michigan to 359 yards of total offense and allowed just 5 of 14 in third down conversions. First downs, Michigan had 17, Air Force had 15. Rushing yards, Air Force 168 to 190 for Michigan. Passing yards, Michigan had a decided advantage at 169 to 64 for Air Force. So, again, they fell short. It was another valiant effort. And when you're in these big games, Danny, you have to have a player that makes a play. In this case, it was Donovan Peoples-Jones for Michigan who had the punt return, and that was really the key play of the game. And Air Force just didn't have a special teams play or a defensive play where you recovered the fumble and scored. Those are the types of plays, momentum shifts, that you need when you're an underdog on the road to win those types of games.
Well said. So this weekend, all three teams play: Army at Tulane, Navy at Cincinnati, and Air Force at San Diego State. Give me a quick estimate of what you think those games will look like.
Noon, Army has Tulane. It's on CBS Sports. Tulane is favored by 2. Navy handled Tulane pretty well, so I expect Army to do the same thing. At 3:30, Navy is going to host Cincinnati. Navy is favored by 11. And so I think Navy will roll over the Bearcats of Cincinnati. And at 7 o'clock Eastern, San Diego State, the two-time defending Mountain West champions, go to Colorado Springs for Air Force. San Diego State is favored by 3.5. I hope the Falcons can bounce back, but it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough one. If I had to, as the handicappers say, it's San Diego State by 3. And I tend to believe the same.
Okay, my friend. Folks, we'll be doing this every week at this time on the show. Quentin, thank you for your comments, pal. I'm glad we're teammates.
Hey, Denny, it's a lot of fun. Appreciate it. And again, go Falcons, go Black Knights, and go Midshipmen.
I'm Colonel Denny Gill. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag, and then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, about 50 pounds, and then do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. The Eisenhower Center and their After the Impact program really help our troops who are suffering from traumatic brain injury. Any vet with this problem should check this program. Money's not an issue here. These folks really want to help our injured vets. Check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send me your thoughts to Denny at FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's first?
Joe from Pennsylvania wrote that he's an AmVet, and he's noticed that for the past couple of shows, you have not been promoting AmVets like you have for years. He wants to know what's up.
Joe, our contract with AmVets expired, and the leadership decided not to renew it. We're all proud AmVets, too, and we're sort of hoping that, at some point, they'll reconsider. Like you, we're a bit disappointed.
June wrote that she keeps hearing about disagreement in the Congress about getting funding for our military past. She thought that was one thing this Congress agreed upon.
June, the debate is over political correctness. Many senators and Congress critters really want transgender people to be able to serve in our military, despite the fact there's no proof that they will add to our military's effectiveness and lots of indicators they'll detract from it. I strongly recommend that you make it clear that you will not vote for anyone that doesn't make combat readiness of our military their top priority. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about Skip's birthday, and that reminded me of my West Point class's 40th reunion. When I was a cadet, we used what we called cadet drill. That was the drill style that was used by our Army during the Revolutionary War. These days, cadets use standard U.S. Army drill. Well, for our 40th reunion, we decided to put together a platoon of about 40 of our classmates and do some cadet drill on the parade field during the cadets' graduation parade. We were in the stands across the field from the brass, where the viewing stand is, and we had plenty of room. We were there several days before graduation, so we practiced on the various fields around West Point and created our own uniform. We decided if we asked to do our thing and they said no, well, we were done. So we just did it. We marched to and onto the field. We acted like we knew what we were doing, and we were pretty much left alone. We marched out in front of the stands that we and the other old grads were in, did a few moves. Then we turned towards the cadets and the brass across the field and saluted them. Our job done, we moved into the stands to watch the cadets do their thing. The superintendent, a three-star general, was very, very unhappy with us, but what could he do? Well, for our 45th reunion, the parade field was fenced off, we couldn't have marched onto the field, and there were more MPs around. You know that old saying that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission? Well, we didn't get either.
Well, actually, you didn't get permission or forgiveness, but you did get away with it.
We did indeed.
At least that one time.
And boy, were we smirking. Okay, it's military history time. Lead out, Skip.
26 September 1918. The Imperial German Navy submarine UB-91 torpedoed and sank the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Tampa, which was escorting a convoy bound for Milford Haven, Wales, with all hands. The bodies of two of the Coast Guard crew were recovered and buried in a small churchyard in Lamphy, Pembrokeshire, Wales, Great Britain. One body was returned to the family in the U.S. after the war, while one, who was never identified, is still interred in Lamphy's churchyard to this day. Local residents care for the grave.
On 28 September 1918, in an incident that would go down in the lore of World War I history, though the details of the event are still somewhat unclear, Private Henry Tandy, a British soldier serving near the French village of Marcoing, reportedly encountered a wounded German soldier and declined to shoot him, sparing the life of 29-year-old Lance Corporal Adolf Hitler.
Ouch. Yeah. I wonder in retrospect.
Yeah, right.
On 26 September 1944, during World War II, Operation Market Garden, a plan to seize bridges in the Dutch town of Arnhem, failed as thousands of British and Polish troops were killed, wounded, or taken prisoner. British General Bernard Montgomery conceived an operation to take control of bridges that crossed the Rhine River from the Netherlands into Germany as a strategy to make, quote, a powerful, full-blooded thrust to the heart of Germany. The plan seemed cursed from the beginning. It was launched on September 17 with parachute troops and gliders landing in Arnhem. Holding out as long as they could, waiting for reinforcements, they were compelled to surrender. There were errors in locating the proper drop location and bad intelligence on German troop strength. Added to this, bad weather and communication confused the coordination of the Allied troops on the ground. The Germans quickly destroyed the railroad bridge and took control of the southern end of the road bridge. The Allies struggled to control the northern end of the road bridge, but soon lost it to the superior German forces. The only thing left was retreat back behind enemy lines, but few made it. Of more than 10,000 troops engaged at Arnhem, only 2,900 escaped. Winston Churchill would lionize the courage of the fallen Allied soldiers with the epitaph, "Not in vain." Arnhem was finally liberated on April 15, 1945.
You know, I was a paratrooper, but I never did a combat jump. It would be scary jumping into a combat zone, but jumping into one that deep when it would be really hard to get reinforcements to you anyway, I would have been a tad uptight.
Well, you've got one up on me. I don't even want to jump out of a plane.
Well, my answer to that is I'll show you the face of the guy who says he's going to land safely. Okay. You'll jump with me. That's how I deal with my brother-in-law who's an Air Force pilot. That's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have, dude?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, a good Samaritan saved the day by pulling a gun on a would-be robber near Memphis, Tennessee. A parking attendant had tried to do a good deed by walking a woman to her car. As they neared her vehicle, an armed assailant attacked the attendant and pushed him to the ground. As the bad guy began to rummage through the attendant's pockets, an armed citizen saw what was happening. The passerby pulled his gun and told the assailant to freeze. The hooligan said he was unarmed, then jumped into a waiting van to flee. The attendant suffered some minor injuries, but was said to be fine.
Thanks, Colonel. This is one of the better uses of armed self-defense that I've seen. No one can argue with the outcome. It was fantastic. The bad guy fled and all the innocent life was saved. Here are some things to be concerned about should you ever decide to intervene on behalf of a stranger. Number one, always know who is the good guy and who is the bad guy. As many police officers find out very quickly, it's not always obvious who the bad guy is. In this case, it was apparent, but sometimes people jump into the fray too quickly without knowing all the facts and end up in trouble. Make sure you absolutely know the situation before jumping in with both feet and a gun. Number two, before you draw your gun in public, first move to a position of tactical advantage. In a parking lot, that means the engine block of a car or something made of concrete or steel. You should also be aware of what is beyond the target. If you shoot, will you hit bystanders? Get the best angle on the shot before challenging so that if need be, you can shoot without hesitation. And please do not shoot the victim. Sometimes it happens, especially in close quarters combat. Number three, when you issue your challenge command, keep it simple, loud and forceful, and from the diaphragm. The command freeze doesn't really mean a whole lot. I'm guessing that's something our good guy saw on television. Besides, you don't really want to take this guy into custody and detain him. You're not a cop, and you don't have the skills to pull it off unless the person totally complies. A simple command of stop or I'll shoot will suffice. All in all, this was a great use of deadly force. The best thing our hero did was to allow the unarmed attacker to flee. You should never shoot a fleeing felon, especially if they've announced to you that they are unarmed. Doing something like that could land an otherwise good and well-intentioned person in prison for a very long time. This good Samaritan exercised good, sound judgment, backed up with a healthy dose of courage and a legal firearm. Frontlines of Freedom salutes this man from Tennessee.
Thanks, Skip. Well, our book giveaway this week is Patrick Beicher's No Surrender. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com and put No Surrender in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss Mark Wilweber's fun book, Muskets and Applejack, Spirits, Soldiers, and the Civil War. Then we'll meet George Lutz, the founder of Honor and Remember. They honor and remember family members who died while in uniform. We'll also talk with Brad Owens, who has the rest of the truth about Benghazi. It's bad news. Of course, we'll cover this week's Service Academy football games.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The infrastructure was in bad shape, as you know, in Puerto Rico before the storm, and now, in many cases, it has no infrastructure. So you're really starting from almost scratch.
President Trump today talking to reporters about the situation in Puerto Rico and lamenting how the country's debt allowed infrastructure to crumble to the point the hurricane destroyed much of it. The president said he's going to be heading to Puerto Rico next week.
Tuesday seems to be the first time we can do without really disrupting first responders and the efforts that are being made to help people.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is frustrated with the Senate. On Capitol Hill today, Ryan was pressed about the failure of Senate Republicans to pass a bill repealing Obamacare. The Wisconsin congressman noted the House passed a repeal and replace bill, and he noted the continuing failure of Obamacare. Ryan said the House has been extremely productive in passing bills since President Trump was inaugurated. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The head of Equifax is stepping down after a major data hack. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The chief executive officer and chairman of Equifax is leaving his job after the massive data breach at the credit reporting service announced a few weeks ago. Richard Smith announcing his retirement Tuesday morning. Smith has been summoned to appear next month before the U.S. Senate Banking Committee to explain the breach, which exposed personal information of 143 million people. The breach sparking numerous investigations at the state and federal level. I'm Chris Barnes.
Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore is touting his support for gun rights, and to prove it, Moore pulled out a silver handgun on stage last night during a campaign rally in Fairhope, Alabama. The former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court told a crowd, "I believe in the Second Amendment." Moore is leading in recent polls over Senator Luther Strange. Alabama voters go to the polls today in the Republican primary runoff. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Cancer researchers are noting a racial disparity in many studies of cancer.
Researchers say more than 55,000 people took part in cancer trials from 1996 through last year. In trials conducted since 2003, more than 80% of the trial subjects were white. Researchers say minority participation has declined compared to earlier trials. The study also found that people 65 and older made up barely more than a third of the trial subjects. The study is being presented this week at the American Association for Cancer Research Conference in Atlanta.
The widow of Pat Tillman is telling people don't politicize her husband. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Pat Tillman played for the Arizona Cardinals before joining the Army after 9/11. His widow, Marie, released a statement Monday saying that his service should never be politicized in a way that divides the country. She went on to say that Tillman fought for the right for the American people to have the freedom to express themselves. The statement comes after President Trump retweeted a tweet that included an image of Tillman and the hashtag #StandForOurAnthem.
The sale of Cabela's to Bass Pro Shops is finally complete. Bass Pro acquired Cabela's for $4 billion after a year of negotiation. Cabela's first announced in November 2015 it was considering a sale after its stock fell 21%. Meanwhile, Fortune magazine reports that Cabela's credit card has been sold to Capital One. As part of the merger, Cabela's shareholders will receive $61.50 per share. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the